stick with me for the rest of my life.
The question I'm asking is, how did something so simple take so long? You know, this should have happened 27 years ago. And you look at those families lined up in there, you look at the toll this has taken on them, and you do feel angry about that. You know, lies told for years and years and years, when actually they could have had the truth way back in those days. And you know, you can't help but feel that today, and feel it for all those who aren't here to see it, people like Anne Williams. You think about all of that today. But anyway, finally, justice for the 96, justice for all Liverpool Football Club supporters.
And going back to that moment of you stood in front of a full cop at Anfield and making those comments, did you really think you'd get to this point?
No, but I knew I had to be there. I couldn't have not attended. I knew it was going to be difficult. But with this man on my side here, who's helped me all the way through, we've done it together. We've done it together these last 7 years. We've tried to support the families in whatever way we could. And, you know, politicians let them down, everybody let them down, but we were just determined that wasn't going to happen again. They've been let down too much. So, no, this exceeds anything we could have expected, but it's only what they deserve. This is justice for them. Their loved ones tonight, for the first time in 27 years, can rest in peace.
I mentioned 7 years since that moment, I mean, and 27 years since the disaster itself. What have you seen as MPs? What have you had to battle through?
Well, I remember the long, lonely days of trying to collect signatures so that I could go to the backbench business committee to fight for a debate in Parliament. And some people were very forthcoming with their support and others less so. I remember a Tory MP trying to curtail the actual debate in Parliament and getting over that hurdle. And then I remember, of course, the debate, which I think started to turn the tide of public opinion, because it was so overwhelming that the evidence was there and that people weren't listening to that evidence. And of course, just a year after that, the Hilda Independent Panel report came out and left no doubt in anyone's mind as to the truth of Hillsborough. So, very, very long journey, but truth 2012 for everybody to see, even though we knew it on day one. And justice, I think, today, after 27 years,
and now comes,
1 week and 4 days.
Right, Stephen, now comes accountability, doesn't it?
That's it.
Now comes accountability. Disgracefully, slurs have been thrown around in this courtroom about supporters of Liverpool Football Club. Disgracefully, the cover-up has continued in this courtroom. Disgracefully, public money has been spent on those lies and putting these families through hell once again. I find that completely unacceptable. People must be held to account for their actions. Prosecutions must follow this verdict.
What do you mean by accountability?
It would be interesting to see what happens in regard to, for instance, last time there were a number of organisations that apologised and soon withdrew their apologies. We get the same apologies again from those same organisations. They were hollow last time, and why would we accept this time? So Andy's right about the accountability. That's what we now will be asking the Parliament tomorrow for, the next stage of this, and that's those really responsible to be held accountable.
And just for the record, can you say who those organisations are?
No, that will be for others to do that. There's an Operation Resolve,
yes,
just around the corner from here, where we are in Warrington. There are a number of people who are already in the frame, and we'll have to see what comes out of that. But all we want is justice. So we're not deciding what that justice is. It's for independent organisations to decide who are.
And you pardoned those nine jurors came to, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just pay tribute to them. I mean, they've been here for 2 years, you know, ordinary, decent people who saw through the lies. And we do pay tribute to them. As I say, the power, the clarity, the simplicity of their verdict. The only feeling I've got is, why couldn't we have had it 27 years?
Andy, can you spell out what exactly does accountability mean to you now as a politician? We've got two live inquiries going on. What is accountability in this situation?
It means people answering for their actions. It means people answering for the hell that they've put these families through. This police force has consistently down
South
these,
Yorkshire.
This police force has consistently down these 27 years put protecting itself before protecting the people who were hurt by the horror of Hillsborough. That, for me, is a terrible, terrible, terrible crime.
Up to and including this inquest process.
Thanks very much.
Up to and including this process.
The inquest process was part of the continued cover-up. Some of those statements that we witnessed in there and the families have sat through for 2 years were the same things that were thrown at the families, the same lies that were thrown at the families all those years ago. And I think they thought that by throwing mud again, some of that would stick and convince the jurors of the validity of their arguments. Thankfully, they saw through that and justice has prevailed.
And all the way through that, the families have maintained their dignity as well, haven't they?
The families have been brilliant in this from day one. I look at
accountability.
I was there on the